USA News, I'm John Schaefer. President Biden is expected to officially announce his plan to run for re-election as early as tomorrow. According to reports, Biden has been meeting with family and advisors discussing plans for a low-key announcement. It's most likely to be a video announcement. Tomorrow is also the four-year anniversary of the day he announced his candidacy for the 2020 presidential election. He's not even announced his candidacy, but former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie told the Daily Beast he intends to be the Republican nominee for president in 2024. Christie said he believes Republicans will lose if Donald Trump wins the nomination and claimed he's a viable alternative to Trump. Christie has been touring early primary states and is expected to make his official decision sometime in May. Two high-profile commentators are leaving their respective cable news networks. Fox News announced today it is parting ways with Tucker Carlson. Harris Faulkner took to the airwaves to make that announcement.
Fox News Media and Tucker Carlson have mutually agreed to part ways. Tucker's last show was this past Friday.
Just minutes after that announcement, Don Lemon tweeted that he'd been fired by CNN after 17 years at that network. One person is dead, a second in custody after a shooting just outside of Oklahoma City. It happened at Rose State College, a small school with about 7,500 students. Police are calling it an isolated incident. More and more countries are evacuating their diplomats from Sudan, following the lead of the U.S., which did so over the weekend. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. gave the warring factions a heads up as to what was going on.
We were simply going to get our diplomats out, and we urged them to let us do that safely. We made it clear that we would protect ourselves should we come under fire. But it was, no kidding, a dangerous operation.
A vicious power struggle between the regular army and a paramilitary force has led to violence across Sudan. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Jury selection is underway in Pittsburgh in the trial of the man who's accused of killing 11 people at the Tree of Life Synagogue in October 2018. Prosecutors say Robert Bowers was armed with an assault rifle when he carried out that attack. Fewer than half of Americans say they would support an assault weapons ban. A new Monmouth University poll found that just 46% of respondents are for a federal ban on the sale of assault weapons. That's down from 55% who said they would support it in June of last year. New York members of Congress are pushing for a national safety standard for lithium-ion batteries.
The FDNY says lithium-ion batteries have caused more than 400 fires in the last 4 years, resulting in more than 300 injuries and 12 deaths. On Sunday, Senators Chuck Schumer, Kirsten Gillibrand, and Representative Torres came together in Manhattan to announce their legislation that would set safety standards for those batteries. It's the first attempt on a national level to deal with cheaply made batteries that are causing these fires. I'm Skip Kelly.
Comedian Richard Lewis has revealed he has Parkinson's disease and will no longer perform stand-up comedy shows like he's been doing for the last 50 years.
2 years ago, I started walking a little stiffly. I was shuffling my feet, and I went to a neurologist, and they gave me a brain scan. Then I was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, and that was about 2 years ago. But luckily, I got it late in life, and they say you progress very slowly, if at all, and I'm on the right meds, so I'm cool.
Lewis went on to say he will continue to write and act when he can. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.